The New Codes of Consciousness. This is April 9th, year 2023. It's Katarina Satori and the Wisdom Podcast. Hello, my dear friend. I know, it feels like it's been ages since my last episode. And I have this deep trust that each episode is birthed at the most right moment. I'm going to free flow in this audio, sharing from the heart what I've been moving through, what I've been discovering. And I titled this episode New Codes of Consciousness because I truly see so much that is being channeled from the higher planes through this portal of consciousness that beings like you and I, who are willing to be the embodiment of authentic presence, we actually become vessels for new codes of consciousness. So great work simply by being in the world as authentically as yourself, cultivating your presence and your willingness to teach and to extend love, compassion, and a joyful participation in life, that is more than enough. More than enough. I remember a session that I had with incredible wisdom keeper, Ariel Spilsbury. She is the grandmother. She's the fairy grandmother. She has birthed a unique body of work on divine feminine mysteries. And I was guided to have a session with her a year ago. And when I was sitting in her presence, this luminous presence of a wise elder, the truth of what I could not see revealed itself, so I could see it. And I shared from the heart with Ariel that I am tired of holding the pattern that I am not doing enough. This may be shocking for some of you who are listening to this, because maybe you are seeing me constantly creating and offering and weaving and being deeply involved with life. And everything I do and create and cultivate, it comes straight from joy. It comes straight from, you know, the deep desire of my heart to be well utilized by life at the time of Great Awakening. And there was this pattern in my psyche that I couldn't put my finger on. But it wasn't a pattern of alignment. It was a pattern of constriction because it was giving me a sort of unease and disconnection from truth. And it sounded like I am not doing enough. And sitting with the presence of the wise elder, Ariel, after she eye gazed into my eyes for over 10 minutes, we were sitting in silence and looking into each other's eyes, she said, "Beloved one, your mere presence right now on the planet, your mere presence is enough. If you decide never to publish anything from this moment on, if you decide not to do anything, not publish, not speak, not teach, not coach, not lead, and if you decide to simply be the extension of love, be the version of you, the most authentic version of you, emanating love, emanating your unique version of truth, your embodiment, this is more than enough. Your presence on the planet is more than enough. It felt important to name it today because so many of us can fall into the trap that's called, I am not doing enough. You know, it's like another aspect of I am not enough. That is such a cultural programming that we, most of us grew up with and have been deeply impacted by that. This is another layer of that. I am not doing enough. I'm not serving enough. I am not creating enough, right? And that is a thought that comes from lack, that comes from separation, that doesn't come from truth. And what a beautiful gift to be in the presence of a wise elder who was able to reorient me and my mind to a very important realization. Your presence is enough. This brings me to a second part that I wanted to cover in this podcast, and it's something that I've received from my guides when I was getting a very unique bodywork that combined all kind of modalities, different type of massage work and different types of modalities, and utilizing microdosing, psychedelic microdosing. And it was so powerful because when I was receiving, my body was receiving that level of support and loving energy and body work, my body was releasing codes of consciousness from my DNA. It has always been in the body. It is always in the body. So whenever I go through any kind of experience that looks like I'm out of flow, I am in constriction, the number one solution is to attend to the body. And my go-to method is movement, specifically movement that really moves my blood and moves the energy of the body and brings freshness to my mind. Physical movement changes the state of the mind. And then the second way I access the wisdom of my DNA is through receiving the body work. I truly see it as an investment in my own embodiment. So when I was receiving this incredible body work on microdosing, psychedelic microdosing, I received the message from my galactic guides, and my higher self came through, and the message was, all of your higher consciousness upgrades are pre-scheduled. Of course, you have a free will and you can miss your appointment, right? Just how if you had an appointment with your dermatologist, right? And you've made an appointment and then you forgot about it or decided not to go. So you have the free will not to show up to the appointment. The same thing with consciousness upgrades. How many times in the past I would miss my appointments with my own higher self because I was locked into the conscious mind obsession of doing and doing and doing and more doing and not trusting the receptivity of being as a fertile soil for the new codes of consciousness to sprout. Upgrades of consciousness are pre-scheduled. I wanted to share with you the incredible upgrade of consciousness that I received yesterday. And you may have heard me speak about a beloved visionary teacher of mine that I've been working for over 14 years, 15 years now. And it is an Amazonian brew. It's a tea made out of plants. And it's called ayahuasca. And I've been apprenticing with that teacher, with a plant teacher for all these years. And it healed my brain, it healed my soul, it healed my heart, and it not only offered me such an incredible healing on the level of the cells, on the level of the brain, on the level of the soul, it also expanded my consciousness and helped me restructure my entire life, restructure my entire identity, choosing new habits, making new decisions, letting go of karmic patterns, taking ownership for my own egoic blindness. So all of that was a result of working with such an incredible visionary plant, and I will forever be grateful each time I have an opportunity to sit. I never take it for granted because it is a truly a sacrament, an offering of grace. Yesterday, I had an opportunity to be with another medicine, a very strong psychedelic medicine. And the reason I wanted to tell you about it, so less and less people are impacted by these unfounded, scary stories that still circulate in the collective about psychedelics. I deeply believe psychedelics deserve our highest reverence, and us approaching them as sacred sacraments. They get to be engaged in a ceremonial, intentional setting with a proper ritual, with breath work and body alignment and integration processes. This is not to be done recreationally or without awareness, right? And what I want to share with you today is my experience with a toad that's called Bufo or 5-MeO. It's also known as God molecule. And the first time I've experienced Bufo was almost 11 years ago. I was completely a different level of consciousness back then. And my first experience launched me straight to God, straight to the Godhead, I would say, straight to the raw consciousness, the liquid God consciousness. And this is where we go after death, right? If we prepare for death by studying the mysteries of immortality, how to prepare our consciousness to go through the portal of death, you know, it is the time for us as a culture to start dismantling taboos around the conversation of death. Death is a promise. Death is promised to all of us. It is a return ticket. So whenever I study ancient Egyptians, I just receive the book, the ancient Book of the Dead. And it's this manuscript that was discovered that is a very unique scroll of how to prepare your consciousness to navigate the net beyond the physical reality, right? So if we're not prepared, we're not going to navigate that world effectively. And this is why it's so important to face the fear of death. And the way that I've been doing it is by working with very strong psychedelics to cross to the other side in my consciousness, to let my ego die and to experience this awakening into oneness. So my experience with Bufo was just incredibly beautiful. We had a beautiful guidance. And what I'm about to share with you is that oneness, the oneness of this reality, is the truth of all that exists. And I went into this incredible field of oneness, a liquid gold of consciousness, and I got to viscerally see, experience, and remember what it's like when our organs of perception are able to perceive the invisible spiritual reality that is creating this physical world. Physical world is an echo of a deeper spiritual invisible reality. So I saw this one being, which is source, oneness. And this is the being that is behind the physical veil, and how we are so held and watched by the infinite number of eyes. It brings me to memory the work of visionary artist Alex Gray. And whenever I engage with his art, it is an initiatory experience. He initiates the dormant doors of our consciousness into the remembrance of who we are and why we are here. So not only upgrades of consciousness are pre-scheduled for all of us who are on the path of connecting with our deepest truth, and those of us who are choosing to awaken now, this lifetime, not waiting for 10 more lifetimes. But we can choose to awaken. We can choose to experience activation of our consciousness, activation of our DNA. It's a choice. It's a choice. It's a choice. There is no need to wait another 100 lifetimes. This is a lifetime where everything that we've experienced in our parallel self and parallel incarnations, all coming into convergence, and we can choose to awaken now. Now, awakening can feel chaotic as a great dismantling of all illusions and limiting beliefs, and we are never given more than we can handle. We are never being offered experiences that we are not ready for. So for some people, a very dramatic and dismantling awakening is literally the only way that their higher self knows is needed for them to stop the path of self-destruction and turning around and reconnecting with their soul. For other people, awakening is a gradual experience through meditative practices and yoga and returning to the body and accessing the soul through the body. Right? For other people, awakening is through parenthood. When they become parents, this is an accelerated path of awakening. There is no formula for awakening. There is a unique blueprint for all of us. And the one thing that I see is how many people are being invited to remember who they are and how many opportunities to expand our consciousness and to remove the egoic structures. All of those opportunities are available to us. I am drinking a ceremonial cacao right now. And that's also a medicine, right? This is a plant medicine. Ceremonial cacao. That is such a gentle and grounding guide into reconnection with our heart. So not everybody will be guided to drink ayahuasca or sit with Bufo, the strongest psychedelic on the planet. For probably a lot of people, it's too edgy, and that's okay, right? And that's okay. We can find our contemplation with drinking tea, drinking cacao, drumming in the drum circles, right? Entering into ecstasy via ecstatic dance with each other. Each of us will have their own portal. And the beauty of the time that we live right now is to remember to honor the portals that we all guided to. And then the final code of consciousness is all about unlocking the majesty of a human spirit by learning to live in the here and now. And I know, this could be such a simple code that we understand intellectually. And the true transformation comes when we begin to embody what does it mean to really live in this moment. It doesn't mean that we don't need to make plans or pay taxes or set appointments or meet our clients and meet our friends at designated time, all of that is done, but it's done with a new kind of lightness, a new kind of sense of playfulness, knowing that this current moment, every moment arrives with enough possibilities, with enough potential, with enough support, and with enough grace for us to meet that moment. You know, the deepest suffering happens. The deepest challenge that I have discovered in my own journey, in my own process, was when I didn't trust the moment and I couldn't find peace with the moment. So the new mantra that I have been experimenting lately is this one: I am at peace with the present moment. I am at peace with the present moment. I am at peace with the present moment. Just like it is right now, I am choosing to come into peace. And what does it mean to be at peace with the present moment when it's not to have resistance to what is arising? And it's not a passive experience. It's a very dynamic engagement with life through the energy of receptivity, through the energy of trust. You know, for me personally, I know when I am not at peace. For me personally, I know when I am not at peace with the present moment, when I begin to dissociate, when I begin to numb. And when I'm not even aware I am doing it, it becomes a habit of suppression. So recently I'm becoming more and more conscious about what truly nourishes me. And you know what I find? What truly nourishes me is all the things that money can't buy, such as loving human touch, such as a conversation with somebody who really sees you and loves you, right? A connection, what truly nourishes us. So I contemplate on that, and I've been transforming my evening practice to make sure that I give my body the nourishment it wants. You know, the more I step into the service to the world and the more I expand in my ability to hold these sacred oases of learning and transformation and expansion for people, the more I get to nourish myself. So I give from the overflow. So some of my go-to evening practices have been my evening baths, my Epsom salt baths, that I add a little bit of essential oil that I like to use. And what I do, I remind myself that the water is relational, meaning I can encode intentions into the water. And while I'm taking the bath, my body is absorbing the frequencies. I call it a frequency bath, and I posted something like that on my Instagram. I'm curious if somebody began applying it or not, because it's truly, truly powerful, right? It's truly powerful. And on this note, my dear listener, I have children playing in the backyard of the neighbors. You know, it is a holiday today and there are kids playing. It's so beautiful. I love it. I love it. The frequency of joy, the laughter of the children in a background. So that curriculum of learning to live in the present moment, if you work with the Gene Keys, if you study the Gene Keys, or if you just began diving into that superfood for the soul, it's actually Gene Key 34, and it's connected to the Gene Key 43. And the shadow, I'm always so curious to contemplate on the shadows, because the shadows, they're not inherently bad. They're not burdens or curses we get to be under oppression of. The shadow is a messenger. The shadow shows up to teach us something, to teach us a new way of engaging with life. So the shadow of 34 is force, and the shadow of 43, because they're programming partners, is deafness. And I have 43 as my life, as my purpose. So I know the shadow of deafness so intimately. It's not simply not being able to hear what's going on within yourself, but it is unconscious addiction to doing and a deep, repressed discomfort with non-doing, right? So it took me years to uncover this, beloved friend. If you met me 10, 15 years ago, yeah, I would say even 10 years ago, I was always doing. I did not know how to be. I did not know how to be at peace with the present moment. And what happens is you get a lot of things done and you get a lot of significance need met through that. But then what happens is you are disconnected from a deeper rhythm of life. And it's inevitable to make unnecessary detours and to veer off the path. And even though you're always going to find your way back to the path of your soul, there is just unnecessary waste of energy when we are not connected to the deeper pulse of life. And this has been such a new practice for me, to balance my doing with being, to bring it to 50-50, to really see the power of the majesty of a human life, which is Jinki 34, the gift of a strength and the city of majesty. The majesty of the human life is to find this organic relationship with the rhythm of life and to balance our ability to trust in what life brings to us and not forcing anything, right? To remember that action is the language of the universe, of the physical plane. So the right relationship with action needs to be anchored. But it's all about that level of embracing the moment, listening to the moment, returning your mind from the future or into the past. That's what the conscious mind wants to do. It just wants to run away from the present, right? And our process of developing a deeper and deeper mastery in our own life, returning to here and now, returning to here and now. And you know, sometimes the present moment can feel incredibly boring. Have you ever been there? That's also, you know, I have a shadow of dullness twice in my Jinki profile, Jinki 15. Sometimes an ordinary moment can feel like it lacks excitement, but it's only when we are not connected to the heart. When our heart is open, the ordinary moment is filled with incredible beauty. And that is where I find my current curriculum. All these new codes of consciousness that are coming through with such velocity and such incredible downloads that are coming through, I am remembering they get to be anchored in the body and expressed through my daily actions. This is how the new earth consciousness is being anchored in the vessel of you and I. Such a beautiful time to be alive. Such a beautiful time to be alive. I hope you have been learning and expanding and navigating the first 3 months of this year with clarity and trust in your path. And I've been just having such joy in cultivating a new spiritual mystical community that is called Wisdom Collective. This is a loving and warm space to be and to connect with your fellow kindred souls, So I encourage you, if you'd like to be around people, like-minded people, and if you resonate with my style of guidance and spiritual support, it is the most accessible spiritual community that I offer at $88 per month, where we meet twice a month. You are with me twice a month, right? So every month I bring a new spiritual transmission, and then the second call is embodiment practices, an opportunity to ask any question and to share the communal care together. Truly unique opportunities. If this is the first time you hear about it, I will do a better job of spreading the word about this community, because it's truly something so incredible. Away from the social media, on its own portal of spiritual nourishment. I hope you will consider joining us. I will drop the link underneath this episode. And on this note, my dear friend, I am leaving for Peru in 1 week. Words can't describe how grateful I am to see this vision come true. You know, every time Spirit is asking me to hold a vision and to trust the process, there is a time where my faith gets tested. And this year, you know, with all the political and social unrest that were happening in December, I had a lot of people cancel and change their mind about going to Peru. And my job was to cultivate neutrality and not to have any disappointment feelings about it, you know, and not to get reactive when that change was happening, but truly cultivate presence and trust. And when I did that, I kept asking Pachamama to guide the people and to bring the group together. Really, those people who are really meant to be there this year. And that's exactly what she did. And my deepest gratitude and my deepest trust to the Earth Mother, who loves us so much, she carries us on her back. And for that, I bow to her every morning when I wake up, and I hold the vision for all of us to continue to be the presence of love, to be the vibration of love, remembering that our frequency and our thoughts and our emotions have a direct impact on the soul of the world. We are truly all one. So when we do the healing on ourselves, when we transform our consciousness, when we expand our consciousness, we directly impact the soul of the world, the collective mind. That is not a small task. That is not an insignificant thing. It is truly something for us to recognize and celebrate and acknowledge each other. Thank you for your presence on this world. This was Katarina Satori, Wisdom Podcast, and I'm so grateful to share this time with you. Thank you for spending this time with me. If you'd like to visit my virtual home, it's easy to find: www.katarinasatori.com. I offer a variety of online programs, from business mastery to mystical brilliance, as well as live events and private one-on-one mentorship. Reach out, leave me a review, submit a question for the podcast, and until then, remember that you are so loved, so held, and so seen by the Great Spirit, who is the mother to us all.